And now, the top 10 albums charting across the nation. You're listening to the Earshot 20. Here is Brian Cleveland and Anthony Inman.
Second hour of the program here on the Earshot 20. How's it going? I'm Anthony Emin, Brian Cleveland in studio with me. We are about to count down now the top 10 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. You're not familiar with the site? Well, Brian will let you know what you find if you head over there.
I think at this point in time, I'm going to record it and you can just play it.
Every time? You don't even have to
be
here?
It'll be a recorded segment. Earshot is a national campus and community report published every week at earshot-online.com. You can find the entire national top 50 there, as well as regional top 30 albums submitted by over 30 Canadian campus and community radio stations. You can also find specialty charts, reviews, interviews, and loads more. So go check it out right now.
Maybe I'll try and mess you up sometimes. I'll go pew pew or something while you're doing the...
I didn't think it would work.
No?
I got it down pat now.
Who knows? You even did it one time, just al dente. Nothing. No notes or anything. You were just...
Forgot to print off my notes.
Oh, well.
But it didn't matter.
You made it through. Earshot20@gmail.com is our email. Facebook.com/earshot20 is our home on Facebook. And @earshot20, our handle on Twitter. All are great ways to reach out and all are great ways to contact us. If you are an emerging Canadian band or artist and you'd like some exposure on this show, we're happy to do that for you in the form of an interview, and we'll play something from your latest release. We do those features quite regularly, so please reach out to us. That's another one I could probably record. Most of the show could just be like canned and just press buttons and you play it. We've got the top 10 to bring your way in this hour of the program. Plus, Stephen Karlick's going to join us again. He has his song pick this week. And Brian has the lowdown. And as we were mentioning earlier on in the first hour of the program, lots of debuts still happening below the top 20, which is good. And this seems to be the time of year that it happens.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Tons of different stuff happening on the program this week. If you're just tuning in, you missed some fine artists dropping below the top 10 this week, including Mozart's Sister. We heard from the Rural Alberta Vanish, who debuted at number 41 last week, moving all the way up to number 13, and Imogen Heap in at number 28 from number 37. If you're wondering who you're not hearing from this week, the Harpoonist and the Axe Murder, after being on the charts for many weeks and on the program for several weeks, and also who we happened to have a chat with. Anthony chatted with the Harpoonist and not the Axe Murder.
Not the Axe Murder. I felt safer that way.
They're dropping last week. They're at number 13, dropping all the way off the program to number 32. We have also heard from Spoon for several weeks. They're down to number 24 this week. And In Flight Safety last week debuted at number 42. They're all the way up to number 21, just not quite cracking the top 20. But I suspect that we'll probably hear from them next week on the program.
They're a great band. All right, we're going to kick things off, and Brian's going to let you know what's coming in at number 10.
All right, up one spot this week is Elephant Stone, making their way into the second hour of the program is their new record, Three Poisons. You're going to hear a track called Echo and the Machine. Always are at number 9, down from number 5, their self-titled debut in the track of the Agency Group. And at number 8, down from number 4, is Bahamas from the album Bahamas is Affy. You're going to hear a track called All I've Ever Known.
Here is your number 10 this week, Elephant Stone. Stick around, it's the Earshot 20.
I'm not
listening to the Earshot 20. Number 9.
Thank you. In every breath there's life. Between my teeth a knife. Pronounced us man. Evermore. 'Cause once you found your thrill, you're moving for the kill. I chase you up. All through time, and now my memory seems to be failing me. What once was fantasy. All I've ever known. Some demon host. I know you're not a ghost. Just down the street. I am a spin. A living sea. If two could only hang the same room once again. Now my man. Seems to be failing me. What once was fantasy. It's all I've known. Thank you.
That was All I've Ever Known by Bahamas at number 8. Down for number 4 this week is the latest record, Bahamas' Affy. At number 9, down for number 5 is Always, and from their self-titled debut, you heard the Agency Group kicking off this hour, our second hour, and that set of music. At number 10, up from number 11 was Elephant Stone from the record Three Poisons. You heard Echo and the Machine.
It's the Earshot 22nd hour of the program. We're now counting down the top 10 albums charting across the nation. It goes by so fast. And we're on the line again with Stephen Karlick from Exclaim Magazine. And we're talking about music news from Exclaim. Going to kick things off with some news from Gwar. And they have revealed a new front woman. And this, I got to say, this costume is, wow.
it's something.
Yes.
So... So following the death, the passing away of Odorous Arungus, one of the band's founding members and former vocalist, the band has been looking for a way to bounce back, and it was confirmed now that they have a new singer. She is not the front woman that it was suggested she would be, not the main vocalist, but she will have a, quote, more mysterious role, and what PR is calling, quote, head bitch in charge. Her name is Vulvatron, and there are some truly excellent photos of the outfit she will be wearing on tour with Gwar, and the band will be going on tour throughout the winter and fall. So the singer herself is Kim Dilla. She has played with Kung Fu Dykes and This Means You. She's been described by Wandering Sound as a, quote, spiky purple Amazon whose massive prosthetic breasts occasionally shoot geysers of blood out onto her hapless audience. Anyone who's been to a Gwar show knows that at least the first 50 feet are considered a splash zone. So be prepared when you go to the shows. It's been further explained that Vulvatron will play a central role in the latest configuration of the band. To get an idea of her newly instated position, you can check out a video online of her sticking it to a T-Rex with a giant sword. So much to know about Gwar, and if you are a fan of the band, you can catch them on tour. Like I said, they'll be hitting Vancouver, Calgary, Edmonton, Toronto, Montreal, and hopefully some more Canadian dates, but they haven't been announced yet.
Well, the names that they come up with for their band members are just as interesting as the outfits that they don for stage. So that's, I guess, something to look forward to for fans of Gwar.
There's been much all hail Vulvatron happening online, so that's great.
Guided by Voices break up again. This is a story that you're going to tell us about, and I didn't know that they had broken up before, but this is big news.
Yes, Guided by Voices were fairly prolific in the 1990s and the early 2000s, but they called it quits in 2004 after playing their last show. They reunited in 2010 and were prolific as ever, putting out, I think it was 6 albums in that time, which is fairly insane. They put out albums more than we can keep up with news about them, so that's something. They revealed on September 18th that they are once again breaking up the band. I quote, "Guided by Voices has come to an end. With 4 years of great shows and 6 killer albums, it was a hell of a comeback run. The remaining shows in the next 2 months are unfortunately canceled. Our sincere apologies to those that have purchased tickets and made travel plans. Thanks to everyone who has supported Guided by Voices." So, as I said, all the dates will be canceled, but Robert Pollard, the frontman of the band, is a prolific songwriter. He will have stuff from, I'm sure, his Boston Spaceships project and solo stuff. So keep an eye out for that, GBV fans.
Yeah, big news for them, and that's it's kind of strange to all of a sudden just break up in the middle, even when you have a tour going on and not to finish it. But
yeah.
All right, one more story, then we're going to throw it to your song pick. This one about Bruce Springsteen, and I'm fairly certain that that gentleman also just celebrated a birthday recently.
I'm not sure about that. Did he? How
yes,
old did he turn?
65.
There you go.
There you have it.
So
you should. That,
I won't
let's
make a
work,
retirement
let's,
joke.
Let's make it. Let's put an addendum to the news story here too.
Yes. Fans of The Boss will be excited to know that he is planning to remaster his first 7 albums for a new box set. So, of course, the album collection, Volume 1, 1973 through 1984, will be out November 17th and will include, of course, Greetings from Asbury Park, The Wild, The Innocent, and The E Street Shuffle, Born to Run, Darkness on the Edge of Town, The River, Nebraska, and Born in the USA, all fairly classic LPs from The Boss, so definitely... something that the mega fans will want if they don't already have them all for Christmas. According to a press release, each of the albums has been remastered from its original master tapes by Bob Ludwig, with Springsteen and engineer Toby Scott also contributing to the process. This is the first time five of the albums have received a remastered touch-up for a CD release. Darkness on the Edge of Town and Born to Run were recently given deluxe box set treatments. But the other five, this is the first time. And the box will include a 60-page booklet that features photos of the first decade of his career, assorted memorabilia, and early press clippings. So lots of stuff. Lots of stuff about the Boss, and maybe a good Christmas gift.
Well, that's what I was just about to say. Christmas time is coming, so anybody who is a big Boss fan, they've got you've got your stocking stuffers plus stuff to put under the tree. There's all kinds there that you can pick from.
There you go.
All right, we're going to throw it to you for your song pick of the week. And as always, Stephen, thanks very much for joining us on the program.
My pleasure. My my song pick this week is by a band that I only recently was made aware of. They're really incredible. They've been touring with Owen Pallett, who also contributed strings on the album. The band is called Foxes in Fiction, and it's the project of one Warren Hildebrand, who sings and plays most of almost all of the instruments on the album. It's called Ontario Gothic, and it's been released this past week by Orchid Tapes. This is the title track from it. It's 5 minutes of amazing, incredible strings and atmosphere. Turn this one up. It's Ontario Gothic by Foxes in Fiction on Earshot Radio.
Earshot Extra.
Sweet, 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 s
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 7.
Thank you.
Air with Anthony Enman and Brian Cleveland. This is the Earshot 20. Number 6.
It's the Earshot 20.
That was Meaning in Life by Rich O'Coin. He sits still at number 6 this week with the record Ephemeral at number 7. Before that, up for number 10 was P.S. I Love You, a track called For Those Who Stay, and that is from the record of the same name. And you also heard Stephen Karlick's pick this week from the group Foxes in Fiction, a track called Ontario Gothic.
Yeah, great chat with Stephen again this week, and we chat with him every week. He's got all kinds of music news for you, and you can see all of those stories and more. You go to exclaim.ca and pick up your issue of Exclaim at your local store or somewhere. It's going to be somewhere around you.
They're all over the place. They're at pretty much every campus and community radio station.
Yeah. I'm getting notes from the producer. Now we've got some news for you. I didn't know this was happening, so this is even news to me. We've got a contest.
Well, it's the entire reason that you, one of the main reasons that you interviewed Quato in the very first of the program, in the first hour, is that we are going to be promoting Halifax Pop Explosion coming to you in the towards the end of October.
Ontario, and, what are you going to say? Ontario?
Yeah, I don't know.
Towards the end of Ontario.
And of course, I was thinking of this because of Richard Coyne, because we're going to be interviewing many artists playing at Halifax Pop Explosion over the next couple of weeks. And akin to our contest early in the summer for Savvy Fest, we are going to be giving away two passes. So be sure to stay tuned for more information on that in the coming weeks and on our Facebook page as well. And stay tuned as we interview all kinds of fine groups who will be making their way to Halifax, Nova Scotia.
Big news. You're going to want to get your hands on those tickets. There's lots going on. And I said earlier when I interviewed Josh from Quato, the website is halifaxpopexplosion.com. All right, a couple more tracks to bring you. Then we're going to hear from Brian for the lowdown. But first, this is what's up next.
All right, up from number 8 to number 5 is Ty Siegel from the record Manipulator. Here's a track called Susie Thumb, followed by Monomyth, down one spot. Again, this week to number 4 from number 3 is a track from Saturnalia Regalia called Pack Ambition.
Number 4.
It's the Earshot 20.
That was Pack Ambition from Monomyth's Saturnalia Regalia at number 4, up one, down one spot this week. Up one spot this week to number 5 from number 8 was Ty Siegel from the album Manipulator. You heard a track called Susie Thumb.
All right, we're going to take a break from the countdown now, bring you a segment that we do every week and gives you a little bit of an insight as to what's debuting below the top 20 in the national top 50. And we call this...
It's the Lowdown on the Earshot 20.
Lots happening in the charts this week. 10 debuts this week below the top 20. Kicking off the Lowdown at number 49 is On the Banks of the Detroit River, the new full-length from Windsor, Ontario rock band James O.L. and the Villains. Toronto-based piano, keyboards, and drums jazz combo the Parco Abbott Trio find their debut, The Wayfinders, at number 48. And number 46 is the latest and third album of surfed fuzz pop from Tennis, entitled Ritual in Repeat. Goddess is the debut album from Los Angeles neo R&B singer-songwriter Banks, hitting the charts at number 44. Following up that at number 43 is the third album from South Carolina-based husband and wife Americana superduo Shovels and Rope, entitled Swimming Time. Toronto atmospheric folkies The Wilderness of Manitoba have released Between Colors, and it arrives number 41. A Night Lost is the new release from Edmonton's Mitch Maddock, and number 35, the hip-hop record is built on instrumentals from Philadelphia soul great Barbara Mason. It's also been 3 years since Electric Youth contributed to the Drive soundtrack, and the Toronto-based synth-pop duo have now released debut album Inner World at number 29. At Best Cuckold is the second album of guitar-based indie pop from California band AV Buffalo at number 26. And closing at the Lowdown at number 25 is Crush Songs, a collection of lo-fi bedroom recordings made in 2006 and 2007 from Yeah Yeah Yeah's frontwoman, Karen O.
Thanks for that, Brian. We are excited to see some of those albums, which probably will happen, creep up into the top 20 over the upcoming weeks. Now we're going to get back into the charts, and we're going to let you know what's coming in at number 3. Only 3 more tracks to bring you before this hour is complete.
At number 3, up for number 7, is Jennifer Castle from the record Pink City. You're going to hear How and Or Why. You're also going to hear Sitting Still at number 2, Death in a Row of 1979, The Physical World, Gemini. And you're going to hear a track from the New Pornographers. They're Sitting Still at number 1 for a third week in a row, and the record Brill Bruisers.
When I'm here to stay on your hard wooden floor, and I can't find ways to say thank you anymore, and I wake offside between the jacket and the floor, and the water you bring me has lemons fresh squeezed, and the happiest door runs down at my feet, and the radio sings my favorite song. One more kiss and then I'm gone. I don't know how or why, but this is my life. You have sent out word that your garden's no good. You need all new colors, and you need all new wood, and would I help you if I could? You got vines overgrown and leaves blown astray, and the years take their toll on the gardener's face. Digging holes in November means tulips in May, and if I dig them they'll be. The stage is set in lights, and the microphone is on, and the night is made for snow. We left the scene, left the dream, left the play, left the prop, left the water to boil in an old ancient pot, left the meal on the table and the cellar lights on. I don't know how or why, but here is my song. Here is my song.
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 2.
It's the Earshot 20.
Sitting still at number one for the third week in a row. That was the New Pornographers from their latest Brill Bluesers. Bluesers. They're not bluesers. They're bruisers. And that was a track called Another Drug Deal of the Heart. You also heard from Death and Rub 1979. Gemini is Sitting Still. Number two is their latest, The Physical World. And rising from number seven. Number three is Jennifer Castle from Pink City. A track called How or Why.
And that does it for another countdown. I'm Anthony Hammond, Brian Cleveland on the other side of the mic, and we do this every week. It's the Earshot 20, Canada's national countdown show. We get the charts from earshot-online.com. We do this show every week. We broadcast and record from Local 107.3 FM in St. John, New Brunswick, the campus and community radio station here, every Friday from 5 to 7 p.m. Atlantic Standard Time. Then we send it for syndication across the nation to many great campus, community, and online radio partners, and we thank them all very much for airing this program. You could also be listening listening to us, if you download the program from radioforall.net or if you podcast us through iTunes, but no matter how you're listening to us, thank you very much for tuning in. And join us next week for a brand new countdown. More info to come about the Halifax Pop Explosion contest we're going to be running. Check out our Facebook page, facebook.com/earshot20. Stick around. There's more great programming on the way on this station. Earshot 20 is produced out of Local 107.3 FM, St. John, New Brunswick's campus and community radio station. Comments, concerns, feedback, you can send to earshot20@gmail.com. Check us out on Twitter. Our handle is earshot20. Until next time, thanks for listening.